US to sue banks over mortgages, state emergency as storm brews, and CIA rendition details revealed. With your WROM News, I'm Andy Malarkey. United States is planning to sue more than a dozen major banks for misrepresenting the quality of mortgages they sold during the housing bubble, the New York Times reports. The Federal Housing Finance Agency will argue that the bank should have known the securities were not sound. Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase and the Goldman Sachs are to face action, the newspaper quotes sources as saying. It adds that the suits could be filed as early as today. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, blames the banks for failing to perform adequate checks on the quality of mortgage securities they sold onto investors before the financial crisis in 2008. Louisiana has declared a state of emergency as it prepares for a tropical depression to bring up to 15 inches of rain over the weekend. Tropical Depression 13, to be named Lee if upgraded as expected to a tropical storm, is creeping north through the Gulf of Mexico. Offshore platforms for ExxonMobil, BP and Shell were shut down yesterday. While the storm could spell flooding for parts of the Gulf, it could also bring much needed rain to Texas. The US is still recovering from Hurricane Irene, which hit the East Coast last weekend, killing more than 40 people and nearly 1 million homes and businesses still have no electricity. And a US court case has brought to light details of alleged CIA rendition flights that transported terror suspects around the world for interrogation after 9/11. Charter company Richmore Aviation and aviation broker Sports Flight have been engaged in a four-year legal dispute over the cost of the flights. The suspects were taken to a CIA-run secret prisons around the world and the US detention camp at Guantanamo Bay. Many are alleged to have been tortured. Details including the costs and itineraries of flights organised by US private aviation firms have been revealed as part of court proceedings. Human rights group Reprieve, which drew attention on the court case in New York, has said the material provides an unprecedented insight into how the government outsourced rendition. I'll be back again shortly with more of today's top stories. In the meantime, for WROM, I'm Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.